Good morning and welcome to this Monday morning devotional. It's coming to you from Rosebank Union Church. My name is Lee Robinson. Did you happen to watch the television coverage of the rescue of the 33 Chilean miners last week? Along with millions around the world, I did. I found it riveting and deeply moving. It was, as one commentator put it, a good news story. And as I watched, I saw some parallels between that good news story and the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is, to my mind, the greatest of all good news stories. I want to share some of those insights with you. But first, let's listen to one of the best love hymns, "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven." Will you join me as we pray together? Lord our God, we come to you this morning through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you. We praise you that you are indeed the King of Heaven, the sovereign ruler of heaven and earth. You created the universe in all its vast outreaches, and you uphold and sustain it by your powerful word. You send rain. You cause crops to grow. You provide for the needs of all creatures. Thank you for the good things we've received from you in this past week. Forgive us for taking so much for granted and help us to be grateful. Lord, bless our country. Guide our political and business leaders. Please help and protect those involved in keeping law and order and restrain the forces of evil. Lord, please provide work for the unemployed and shelter for the homeless, comfort for those who are broken-hearted and filled with despair. Lord, please help your church to be faithful to your word, to clearly proclaim the good news of salvation through Jesus, and to be salt and light in our communities. Please speak to us as we listen to your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Tears rolled down my cheeks last Wednesday morning as I watched the CNN coverage of the rescue of the first miners who'd been trapped in the copper mine in Chile for 68 days. 700 meters below ground, they stepped one by one into the rescue capsule for the journey to the surface. About 15 minutes later, they stepped out of the capsule into the sunlight and into the arms of waiting family, friends, and dignitaries. As each one emerged from the rescue capsule, there was, as one CNN commentator called, an explosion of happiness and joy. There were tears, hugs, high fives, applause, and shouts of delight. Another commentator aptly said, "This is like a rebirth. Life for them will never be the same again." As I watched, I couldn't help but see the parallels between this good news story and the greatest good news story of all time, Jesus' rescue mission to save us from sin and darkness, hopelessness and eternal death. Like the miners, we were trapped in sin and darkness and helpless to save ourselves. Help had to come from above, from heaven. And it did, at great cost. The Apostle Paul described Jesus' descent to save us in these words, "Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, and being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Down, down, down he came from heaven's glory, to the manger, to the cross, to the grave. Through his downcoming into the darkness of this world, by his death on the cross in our place, and by his resurrection and ascension back to heaven, Jesus made a way for us to escape from sin and to experience forgiveness and enjoy new life. As I watched each miner step into the capsule that would take him to the surface, I thought, that's a picture of faith. All he had to do to be rescued was step into the capsule. All he had to do to experience new life was to take advantage of what others had provided for his rescue. And all that we have to do to be saved is to recognize our plight, realize that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, want to be rescued, and, as it were, step into Jesus by faith. The rescue of the Chilean miners is a wonderful illustration of the salvation described by the Apostle Paul when he wrote, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." As I listened, I didn't hear any of those rescued miners boasting about the great thing they did by stepping into the rescue capsule. All they could do was boast about their rescuers and thank them again and again and again. And we have nothing to boast about. Because of his great love for us, God provided for our rescue. Even the faith to step into Christ is a gift of God, so no one can boast. We would consider a miner who chose to stay below in the darkness rather than step into the capsule and be rescued the biggest fool. Yet Jesus said that there would be people who love darkness rather than light, and who refuse his offer of rescue. Don't you be one of them. Trust in Jesus now. The songwriter Stuart Townend expresses something of the wonder of this rescue mission of God in his song, "How Deep the Father's Love." Listen to the song, and I'll be back with a closing word.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mother chosen ones bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Ooh. I will not boast in no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. His wounds have paid my ransom.
Coming to you from Rosebank Union Church, which is located in Santon on the corner of William Nicol Drive and St. Andrews Drive. Our Sunday services are at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock and 6:30 in the evening. We'd love you to join us. Next Monday, a week today, the 25th of October, Dr. Tim Keller, pastor of Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City, will be our special guest speaker. His topic will be The Prodigal God, which is the title of his best-selling book. Call our church office on 011-784-6214 or visit our website, www.rosebankunion.org. For more information. Thanks for listening.